So we've skipped a little bit to Simon Tov Peivav in order to be able to discuss the exact shear of a kazayas and matzah according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, based on the Pesachim of the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. So it's like this. How big is a kazayas? So some say kazayas is half an egg, half a regular sized egg together with the shell. And the Rambam says that a kazayas is actually a third of an egg. Okay, it's machlokes if it's a half or a third. Therefore, he says, when it comes to mitzvahs deraisa, like the mitzvahs aseh v'chilas matzah, then one should be machmir, and to make sure to eat at least half an egg. Unless it's a chayla, and it's difficult for him to have half an egg, then he can rely on the Rambam to have a smaller share. But ideally having half an egg. Regarding moro and other things which are drabonon, then one can be somech p'dieved. If he only had a third of an egg, he can rely on that, p'dieved. But lechachila, one should make sure to have at least half an egg's worth of moro. The main reason for this is because you're going to be making a bracha of alachilas moro. And since a bracha is even more chamor than a regular din drabonon, therefore, because of that, a person should ideally have half a egg worth of moro, which is a kazayas lekuliyama, unless, again, he is a weak person, it's difficult for him to have the full half an egg worth, then he can be mekel like the Rambam, who says it's only a third of an egg. Fine. So that's regarding matzah. Regarding matzah, again, a person should be having half an egg worth, because deraisa, if he's weak, you have a third. And really, it works out basically the same idea regarding mora as well, because not because of the chiv shaboy, but rather because of the brach shaboy, ideally, half, but if he's weak, then he can make on have a third. Regarding Birchas HaMazon, where Chazal say it's enough for a person to make a Birchas HaMazon on a kazayas already, then, and also regarding Brach Achrona, then he says Sofer Brachas L'Hokel. Therefore, if a person's eaten the amount in between a third of an egg and half an egg, therefore it's going to be a machlokes. According to the Rambam, then he'll have a chiv to bench, but according to others, he won't have a chiv to bench. Therefore, ideally, a person should not be putting himself into such a position. He should have either way less than a third of an egg or more than half an egg in order to make sure there's no problems of Sofik brachas. But either way, he says, a person should make sure always when he has a bread meal to have more than an egg worth, more than a kibitzah worth of bread, because otherwise you're going to have problems regarding a bracha of anit lesidayim, because we say if a person is only going to be having less than a kibitzah egg worth of bread, then he shouldn't be making anit lesidayim. So therefore, ideally, when a person is going to be washing and having bread, he should always be having more than a kibitzah worth. Okay, so that's the discussion of the Rambam, who says that kazayas is a third of an egg, and the others that say half an egg. But it goes a step further, because there are achronim that have, through various experiments, they have come up with an idea that the eggs we have nowadays are actually half the size of the eggs which Chazal spoke about. Based on this, any time you've got something where we're told it's half an egg, then you've got to be worried that it's actually the size of an egg nowadays. And so to the revius. A revius is calculated normally through the size of eggs. We say revius is 1.5 eggs. Therefore, you've got to be choshish that nowadays it's actually the size of 3 eggs. And he says in the Shari Teshuva, he says that regarding chivim in a Torah like matzah, then one should, when one has a kazayas, he should be having a full egg's worth. Meaning, we mentioned earlier on that ideally a person should be choshish for the shittas that a kazayas is half an egg. But then if you're worried that our eggs nowadays are half the size they used to be, then a person should be having a full egg worth. But things which are in Chiv Drabbonon, like Morabiz Manazeh and Afikoyman, then one can be makel, as again, Me'ikadin, one can be makel with a third of an egg as discussed beforehand. Again, there's the potential issue of a Sufik Bracha regarding the Morar, but Mitam fulfilling the actual mitzvah of Morar, since it's the Drabbonon, a person does not have to be worried that Niskatnu Shurim, that our eggs are half the size used to be. Similarly, regarding the Abacuses, which are Drabbonon, then one can make up with 1.5 eggs and say Revius is only 1.5 eggs, not 3 eggs worth. That is pretty much how the Mishnah Berurah comes out. However, the Chazon Ish says that He says that no, we have to take on that Niskatna Shirim. We've got to take on that our eggs are taka half the size of what they used to be. And therefore, according to Rambam, you've got to take on a kazayas is 2/3 of an egg. And according to others, you have to take on the kazayas is a full egg. And he says that perhaps a person can be soimach on the Rambam, meaning once you're taking on that Niskatna Shirim, then on that you can rely on the Rambam, the kazayas is 2/3 of an egg. So according to the Chazon Ish, one should be having at least 2/3 of an egg worth to be mekayim his mitzvah of matzah. Now in the Sefer Shirin Shel Torah, he says that the Shir Kazayis regarding Achilas Matzah and Berachas Hamazon, as we just said, should be 2/3 of a medium-sized egg nowadays, together with its shell. And again, according to the more machmir shita in the size of a kazayis, it would have to be a full egg. But he says that that's in order to mekayim the mitzvahs, the rice, you'll be worried that it's katnus shirim. But he says, if a person eats bread that's just the size of a literal olive that we have nowadays, then a person should not go without saying Baruch Samozin. And a person should go ahead and eat more until he gets to the shear of at least 2/3 of an egg, and to bench Berachas Hamazon. And that's regarding bread. Regarding Mora Bizman Azeh, which is Rabbanan, then in Sefer Shirin Shel Torah, he says if it's difficult for a person to have the big share of a kazayas, he can make all and go according to the nowadays eggs, and not take on the Niskan of Shurim, and therefore have at least 1/3 of an egg nowadays. But he says, regarding Arba Kaisos, then one should make sure to have, according to Taka, the Shitta, that Niskan of Shurim, which would mean having 3 eggs worth for each cup, which, as we mentioned, is 150 grams. And when calculating the volume of the vegetables and also of the matzah, he says that person should not be taking any air pockets into consideration regarding the volume. Rather, a person should be, so to speak, squeezing it until there's no air pockets there. Until there's no air pockets there, and then working out the volume based on that. But that's only regarding actual air pockets, which you sometimes have in matzah. But if it's just soft, then it's like spongy, then you will not be squashing it in order to get the volume. So again, with air pockets, don't take the air pockets into consideration. But if it's just a soft food, then you can look at it as it is. You don't need to squash it. So to summarize, because there's a few different points over here. There's the shittas that kazayas is half an egg, the shittas that it's 1/3 of an egg, and then you've got to take into consideration whether niskan shurim or lo niskan shurim. The Mishnah Berurah's psak is that regarding deraisas, one does not need to be worried. That regarding deraisas, one needs to be worried in niskan shurim. Regarding the rabbanans, one does not need to be worried in niskan shurim. The Chazon Ish, though, said one should be worried in niskan shurim. However, one can rely on the Rambam and therefore have a slightly smaller shear, it will end up, the Rambam, when the Niskatna Shurim, will end up as being 2/3 of an egg.